Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Stress rarely explodes overnight. It builds quietly in the background until one day your nervous system cannot carry it anymore, and boom! Because sometimes the exhausting thing is not... Sometimes the thing exhausting you is not the actual problem. It's the constant energy required to avoid it. Welcome to the Exploration of Wonder, where today we are exploring when stress finally explodes. I have tips, I have tricks, I have explanation of like, why do we do this? Spoiler alert, it's not because you're messed up. It's not because you can't handle stress. There is something else going on entirely. Okay. So I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, and really your biggest fan. Okay. So if you ever want to chat, please check out my website, danielle.com, and let's have a chat, see what I can help you with. All right. So today we are exploring something incredibly common, stress, but it's often underestimated, specifically the cost of ignoring stress. Okay. It's not just about stress, because we all have stress. And let me say this straight out of the gate. Those people who, in that idea, it's not even people, but really that idea of like, I want a stress-free life. Where do they live? Because it's obviously some other planet than planet Earth. Crossing the street can be stressful. So straight out of the gate, let me tell you, it's not about not having stress in your life, because we all do. It's about having tools to handle the stress. Like I said, crossing the street can be stressful. As we're going to talk about today, sometimes opening emails are stressful. So it's not about not having stress, because we do. Hello, life. It's about handling that, okay? And then, like I said, today specifically, we're going to get into the cost of ignoring stress. Most people think stress only comes from major life events. A breakup, financial hardship, health issues, a loss of some kind, or big responsibilities. And yeah, those are stressful, 100%. But most of the time, exhausting stress comes from the smaller, unresolved, quiet things living in the background of our lives. That bill you avoid opening. That conversation you keep postponing. The email sitting unanswered for 3 weeks. Some people, it's just their inbox, right? If it's like more than two, it's stressful. The mess in the corner that you keep mentally stepping around. That one's called my loft. Or the decision you need to make but avoid. Or the emotion you refuse to feel. And here's where it gets really fascinating. The longer we avoid these things, the larger they become psychologically. Not always realistically, and what I mean by like in this reality, I guess the mess in the corner can get bigger. My loft did. It like, come here, she's ignoring us over here, come on over. But psychologically they become bigger, and they become like that mentally and emotionally they become huge, like an itch or a pain in your body that you need to take care of, and you're just not. Okay, so because there's that energy of avoidance, we've all been there. Sometimes it's just lovely, you know, because avoidance gives temporary relief. That, right? That's why we do it, that relaxation. You avoid the conversation, and for 5 minutes, you feel better. You ignore the bill and put other stuff on top of it, and then you escape the discomfort. You procrastinate a task, and your brain and your body gets a temporary hit of relief. And your nervous system goes, ah, we escaped that. But here's the problem. Nothing actually resolved, right? That bill is still unopened, the conversation hasn't been had, and that mess in the corner invites friends. Have you ever noticed that it actually grows? Okay, so the problem, the issue still exists. And when it, because it still exists, but is an avoidance, your brain has, your brain has added anticipation, anxiety, and dread around it. That is the secret ingredients for exhaustion. And those are also the secret ingredients for helping it grow. Because remember, I said that psychologically, when we ignore these things, they get bigger mentally and emotionally, right? Because we add things to it. The bill doesn't sit there and just be like, I'm just a bill waiting for you. We start to dread it. Oh, it's going to be so bad when I open it, or I have to pay it, or I don't have the money to pay for it, whatever it is. Or, oh my gosh, that conversation is going to be horrible. And we're going to get into the catastrophizing in a minute. But we build, we add to it, anticipation, the dread, the anxiety, and it makes it grow. Does it actually make it grow? No. But it becomes bigger in our universe, okay? And that is exhausting. Unresolved stress occupies our mental bandwidth constantly, okay? Mental and emotional bandwidth. So even when you're not consciously thinking about that bill, that conversation, that mess, part of your nervous system is still tracking it. Okay? Please hear that. Your nervous system is still tracking that bill, that conversation, that mess in the corner. And it's like having 50 browser tabs open mentally all day long, and eventually you slow down. I don't know about you, but my computer is liking less and less every day having multiple tabs open. That's what happens with your brain. You have a harder time functioning, gives you some mental, they call it brain fog, right? You feel exhausted, you feel irritable, because here's what we go. This is how the mind magnifies things, okay? So one of the strangest things humans do is mentally enlarge avoided situations. Because we're brilliant. We are freaking brilliant, okay? And imaginative. And so the unpaid bill becomes, my entire financial future is collapsing because I have this unpaid bill. And I get it. If you don't have the money to pay for it, absolutely, I'm not, it's big. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying when you avoid it, you start building it, right? We start enlarging the situations. The conversation you need to have becomes, this is going to destroy my entire relationship. Oh, the unfinished project becomes, I never finish anything. I always fail. The stress grows because our imagination keeps feeding it. Okay? The stress grows because our imagination keeps feeding it. And honestly, most people are not only stressed by this reality, they are stressed by the mental rehearsal. The brain starts looping. What if this goes badly? What if they are upset? What if I cannot handle this? What if this ruins everything? Meanwhile, the actual situation only often remains unresolved and much smaller than the mind predicted. And this is the important part, okay? Because many people are exhausting themselves emotionally over imagined outcomes instead of actual present moment reality. So that's why I say it's like we're not often stressed about the reality, because don't get me wrong, reality is stressful. Hello, have you seen the world? But with our reality, it's like we're not, it's not, we get exhausted by it, but we're not that exhausted, bone weary. Because from these situations is when we avoid them, it becomes that bone weary, exhaustion, tired, okay? Because the actual situation's unresolved and We've catastrophized it. We've made it bigger. We've added that secret ingredient of dread and frustration and anxiety, right? And it's bigger now, bigger than it actually is. So when I say it's not the reality stressing us, it's the imagination, is that what I mean? The reality of that bill is a moment, but we've created this whole world around it. And that's what's stressing us. That's what's making it exhausting. Is the original bill stressful? Yes. But the exhaustion comes from our imagined catastrophizing. Okay. This is important because so many people are exhausting themselves, like I said, emotionally over imagined outcomes instead of being present with what is actually going on. Okay. Now, situations are difficult. Yes, I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying, like I said, that bill is stressful. The conversation is stressful. There's no sense pretending otherwise. You know, you're just going to go, oh, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. Okay. But there's a huge difference in the stress of dealing with reality and then the stress of living in constant anticipatory stress. Anticipatory, big word for the anticipation of the event. It will exhaust you more, the anticipation of the event, than the actual event itself. Okay? Because guess what? As that famous book says, the body keeps score. Your body, which is your nervous system, your mind, it tracks unresolved stress, even when your mind tries to push past it. Your body tracks unresolved stress even when your mind tries to push past it. Your mind will push past it by the avoidance, right? But your body, your nervous system, and your universe and your mind, but your mind's good at playing tricks sometimes. Your mind will still track it. It's still there, right? It becomes that itch that you need to scratch. It becomes that pain that just grows. This is where, and what does it look like? It's not like, I'm not saying scratch your brain. But this is where people start saying things like, oh, I don't know why I'm so exhausted. I do. Or I cannot relax. I feel overwhelmed all the time. I am irritable over tiny things. I am completely on edge or constantly on edge, right? Or my mind won't turn off when I try to sleep. Yeah. And often there are dozens of incomplete stress cycles sitting underneath phrases like that, okay? Because the body and the nervous system does not distinguish particularly well between an immediate threat and constant low-grade unresolved pressure. Because as I say, whenever I talk about the nervous system and the fight or flight, that because we're overstimulated society enough as it is, our nervous system doesn't know the difference between an unopened bill and running from a bear or a cougar or mountain lion if you live in Utah. I don't think we have bears. Squirrel. Anyway, so the body does not distinguish between these. Okay. So to the nervous system, unfinished emotional tension is still tension. So we think like, see this bill? Yeah, I'm just going to put that over there and I'm going to worry about it. I'm going to worry about it later. It's going to completely out of my mind. But it's still there. Your body's still tracking it. Your mind's still tracking it. Your nervous system's still tracking it. And then that tension builds. And then when in that state of avoidance, we add those secret sauce ingredients again of stress, anxiety. And it becomes bigger and then more stressful and then it's more emotional tension, okay? And eventually the body just starts adapting to it, which is not necessarily a good thing because your body will start adapting to this emotional tension with things like jaws clenching, shoulders tightening, digestive issues, sleep disruption, shallow breathing, brain fog, I can't seem to function, emotional reactivity. Anybody else with a hairpin trigger, like anger sometimes? Fatigue and illness, okay? Because stress that is never processed does not disappear. It accumulates, okay? Are you getting a theme here? It, and I'm not just saying deal with it, just deal with it, because we need tools to be able to deal with that bill, that conversation. That stuff is scary. I'm talking about right now about not exhausting yourself when by avoiding it. Okay, we're going to go on our break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about why we wait and tips, tricks, and tools. You know, we always give the tips and tricks about how to shift it, how to not avoid it, to do something different. All right. All right, my friends, you're listening and watching the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And today we're talking about when stress finally explodes. And we're on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And today we're talking about when stress finally explodes. Why and how and what do we do about it? Okay, so the first part we explored, how we make it bigger, how avoidance becomes this level of exhaustion for your body, for your nervous system, and your relationships that it's not very nurturing and not very, like, it doesn't help you grow. So if we have all these, like, avoidance doesn't work and it just makes it bigger, why do we do it? Why do we wait until we explode? Well, what happens when many people do not they explode because when people do not address the stress until they hit a breaking point, then suddenly they snap at somebody they love. They burst into tears unexpectedly. They have an anxiety attack. They completely shut down, or they feel emotionally numb. And that's really one to watch for, my friends, is if you have a friend who's just like emotionally numb, please reach out to them and see how they're doing. Okay. And then people go, why am I reacting so strongly? What is wrong with me? Nothing's wrong with you. Nothing's ever wrong with you, okay? It's just looking at what's actually going on. So the nervous system was overloaded long before the explosion. Let me get that clear. The nervous system was overloaded long before the explosion. Because human beings, and especially modern people, modern cultures, we're pretty good at functioning while overwhelmed. Until we're not. Okay? That's why I say, like, it's almost an epidemic of that overstimulation. We're stuck in that sympathetic nervous system fight or flight things, right? And here's where I can get a little angry, is we are praised for it. Pushing through it, being exhausted, ignoring those knees, handling everything, staying productive no matter what. You know, and I have some friends, and one's going through a lot, and she's constantly working, constantly like on the go doing things. And her other friends, they're always telling her, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. You're so doing this. And I'm like, you're exhausting yourself too. I get it. You need to, you have bills to pay and all that, but it's like, you need to take care of yourself. Okay. So we're actually applauded for it. And we think we're doing this reality right. And then what's interesting is our baseline for doing this reality is emotional, physical exhaustion. Yay. What if we start something new right now? What if mental and emotional exhaustion, mental, emotional, physical exhaustion is new, not our new baseline anymore? Anyone else for that? Cool. Let's do it. All right. So when we get to that emotional, like pushing through, keep going and ignoring everything, eventually the system comes to pay, right? Eventually it collects a bill for all that suppression, because stress deferred is not stress erased. It's still there, as we talked about, okay? So really quickly, you know, we look at the example of the bill. A bill arrives. You can't pay it immediately, or maybe you just don't want to look at it, so you avoid it. Now, every day, your nervous system subtly tracks that. It says, I still haven't dealt with that. And then the mind, secret ingredient, starts adding fear, shame, catastrophe, self-judgment. So you start mentally, and the next step is you start mentally rehearsing future disasters. Instead of a bill, you have the bill plus emotional stress, avoidance stress, self-judgment, fear projections, catastrophizing, right? And this is why avoidance becomes exhausting. And honestly, sometimes finally opening the bill creates immediate relief even before the situation changes, because certainty is often less stressful than prolonged anticipation. And some other, some other YouTube video or some other podcast I did, I talked about this woman who, one of my clients who was avoiding a tax bill. And she was like, oh my gosh, I get something from the IRS, which is the, you know, US tax system. I got something from the IRS. Oh my gosh, it's so scary. What did I do wrong? She was even thinking about going to jail, right? So she avoided it. She put it off to the side, and she's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I don't have enough money to pay a tax bill. Ah, it's going to be so much. She opens up, it was $25. Finally, when she opened it up, it was $25. But the point is, she already felt better opening it up. I did it with her on Zoom. She opened it up. She didn't even look at it. And she opened it up. She's like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, well, how do you feel? She's like, I already feel better, because then I'll know what's actually going on and what I need to prepare for instead of the catastrophizing. The punchline with that, it was $25, which I thought was pretty funny. Okay. So certainty is often less stressful than the prolonged anticipation. Oh my gosh. Somebody in the chat room said they just had the same experience and hers was a refund. So open up the bill, open up the IRS thing, see what's going on. All right. So how do you keep your body from staying in low grade stress preparation constantly? Well, here we go. Oh, wait, no, I lied. We still have a little bit more of the cost of chronic stress. Okay. The cost of chronic stress, the larger cost. Chronic unresolved stress changes how people experience life. It impacts sleep, focus, relationships, decision-making, creativity, motivation, health, emotional regulations, and sometimes even the will to live. Okay? to be honest and blunt. And here's one of the biggest costs that people don't often think about is stress shrinks response, shrinks possibility. When humans are overwhelmed, they stop exploring, stop imagining, stop creating, stop noticing beauty, stop feeling connected to people, places, things, the earth. Survival mode narrows perception. Okay? Survival mode narrows perception, which is why one of the biggest costs of this avoidance stress is it shrinking the possibility of your life. Okay? And it's not normal. We've made it normal. It is not. So how do we interrupt the buildup? How do we avoid the avoidance? How do we stop it, right? And most people are going to be like, well, you're just going to tell me, we'll open it, we'll stop it. If that wasn't that easy, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you, okay? So, and this is not about perfection, not fix your entire life today, just some interruption, like algorithm interrupts, if you want, you know, look at it that way. One, the obvious one, address small things earlier. If it's a huge bill, open it up and then put it down, right? Do one little thing. One small action creates momentum. Open the email, schedule the appointment, pay a dollar of the bill, pay a little bit of the bill, start the conversation. Movement of any sort, my friend, changes energy. Okay? Two, stop catastrophizing. I know our imaginations are rampant. I know we love to look at worst case scenarios. But notice when your mind turns uncertainty into apocalypse. Okay. Ask. Here's what you do. You ask instead. I'm like, hold on. Slow it down. What's actually going on? Am I imagining a disaster? Or am I like, what's going on? What's going on right now is I need to open that bill. Okay. Current reality. Number three, complete small stress cycles. What this means, I don't mean go out and get stressed. Your nervous system loves completion. Even cleaning one corner. It doesn't have to be the thing that you're stressed about, right? Why do you think when people are stressed, they clean their house? They're getting that dopamine and serotonin hit, right? They're giving their nervous system like, look, we can't actually complete this, okay? Completion restores energy surprisingly quickly. And it doesn't have to be for the thing you're avoiding. Make one decision, handling one task. Send one message. And last, process emotions instead of suppressing them. Stress is not only logical, it's emotional. Sometimes what people actually need is to rest, to cry, have movement, do some somatic therapy, honest conversation, quiet, and have some support. Okay, create those moments of nervous system safety, slow breathing, nature, music, laughter, presence, stretching, silence. Your body needs the signal that danger is not constant. And that is one of the biggest takeaways for this, please. Your body needs the signals that danger is not constant. Many people are living life in one endless emergency simply from that avoidance. But you know what? It doesn't have to be. Use these some of these things, not for judgment, not to stop yourself, but just actually look at it and be like, okay, so what's actually going on? What small step can I take? What thing can I do to help shift this and change this? You are allowed to simplify. You are allowed to create resolution. You are allowed to stop carrying stress that belongs to conversations, choices, or actions that you are postponing. And like I said, you'll never eliminate stress completely. That kind of life just doesn't exist. It's not realistic. But you can stop feeding avoidable suffering with chronic avoidance and mental amplification. All right, my friends, this was a quick one. I hope you're re-listening because there was a lot in there. But enjoy your week, my friends. Make it a magical week, a fun week. Be back next week because guess what? I will be. So keep exploring, keep having fun, and I'll see you next time. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.